السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, welcome to Radio Islam International this Thursday evening with myself, Ubaidullah Bhojia, and you with me from now for another probably just under an hour. I told myself, and from Monday I had this lump in my throat, and I said that we're going to do this program and we're going to be strong, and we're going to make sure when we do this program, we're going to be able to do it as we do it always, with great enthusiasm and vigor and all of those qualities. So when I sat down today and I said, going to do this program, suppose it's not so easy when the person you are speaking about is so close to you and you know so much about them and you're able to relate so much to their life, and you spend such a long time together that it becomes difficult to profile such a person, especially when they were such an ardent listener of your program. We're going to ask Usama to just probably get hold of the brother, inshallah, as we start. But today's program, really, my friends have taken up the courage to be able to assist and give us much of the information and much of the requirements that we wanted to. And I'm probably going to start and at the ending give some of my interactions with Morana, and going to give some of my interactions with Hazrat Morana Marhum Muhammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who passed away last week. And I'm going to start with some of the messages from our class group. And Morana Muhammad Patel, the son of Haji Abu Bakr Patel, was a class sati of mine. We studied together. We were a group of 61. And from our group, Morana was the first to leave. We had a very strong relationship as a class. And many of my class friends and my colleagues had sent some messages. I'm going to start with the first one that has come in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Morana Muhammad Patel was an amazing person, and he was very generous too. He was my roommate for a few years. On every Sunday, he would bring food and share with everyone in the room. And he would especially call me. And that was one of the friends from Sri Lanka that sent the message, and he's Morana Sharif. Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Morana rahmatullahi alayhi was my cousin, my neighbor, my friend, and my brother. They say you only truly know a person when you live with him. I lived with Morana for all his life, and can comfortably say that he was a man of splendid character, a people's person and a family man. He left a void in our lives and all of those who interacted with him. His smile shall surely be missed. Brother Usama, if you can just get the brother on the line, Brother Talha, inshallah, so that we could start the program, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have online his brother, Hafiz Talha. Hafiz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana, and all to the listeners of Radio Islam International.
Hafiz, I know it's very difficult for you to come on air. It's difficult for us also this evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, Hafiz.
Amen.
Hafiz, tell me a little bit brief background. When your brother Mawlana Muhammad Patel rahmatullah alayhi was born?
My brother, Marhum Mawlana Muhammad Patel rahmatullah alayh, was born on the 26th of November 1981. That makes Mawlana 35 years old, and just 5 days prior to Mawlana being 36 at the time of his demise. Mawlana was born in town. Mawlana then underwent primary schooling in the Portsmouth Primary School, just opposite to where we currently reside in. Thereafter, Mawlana enrolled for youth classes at the Mayfair Jumma Masjid under the tutorship of Mawlana Yusuf Mia, Tamad Barakatum, and Mawlana Abdullah Patiar.
Hello, officer.
Chair.
Okay. After he done his heaves, did he then come to Darulum Zakaria?
Mawlana done 5 paras in the Mayfair Jumma Masjid.
Okay.
Thereafter, my brother proceeded to Jamia Mahmudiya Springs, where
okay.
he completed his heaves under Kari Yaqub Sab and Kari Hanif Sab.
And after that, what did he do, officer?
Thereafter, my brother went to Darul Ulum Zakaria, where he done 1 year door under the Honorable Kari Ayub Ishaq Sab. And thereafter, the following year, he enrolled and started in the Alim Fazil course.
So when Maulana came to the Alim Fazil course, and then we were with him, alhamdulillah, from amongst our friends was one of our very close friends, Maulana Fayaz Mayed. Maulana is from Mozambique, and he sends the following message. He says, alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of being in Maulana's company in class, always smiling and always humble. He used to mix with everyone. He had a character of a true khadim. Khadim meaning he wanted to serve people. People say that we don't know we had a wali in our midst. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him such a death of shahada. And may Allah give sabr to the family. It's not an easy. Maulana was obviously a husband, a father, and a son. He said, we must say that Uncle Abu Bakr, he hasn't only lost a son, but he's lost a friend too. Maulana Fayaz further goes on to say, I remember weekends when he used to come and pick him up, and he used to treat us all like his own son at home, talking of Uncle Abu Bakr. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested him, and we are confident that Allah has kept much better from him and his family, and obviously that comes from Maulana Fayaz Mayed, and Maulana is from Mozambique. Respected listeners, if you want to share with us any messages, you can do so. My number is 071-878-9748. We have another message coming in from another friend of ours, and I must say, it takes a lot for Maulana Abu Bakr Ishaq to send a message like that, and knowing Maulana's temperament. But obviously, knowing the fact that how close Maulana Muhammad Patel was with every one of us, he writes, I was fortunate to have an opportunity of studying with him from the early 90s, from his class, till we completed our Alim class. His qualities and his akhlaq always stood out amongst us class boys. Few of his unique qualities, writes Maulana, he always met us with humility and a smile, always willing to lend a handing help, always volunteered his wealth and his time for the upliftment of deen. His love for Quran was manifested in his speech. He always smiled when we joked with him, and he never got angry. What an excellent travel companion, looking at the well-being of his fellow travelers. These are few of the qualities that was ever present in our interaction. We met regularly, and he always parted company by giving you an invitation for a meal. Our dear colleague Mufti was called before his creator. Passing was a shock to us, but we took solace in knowing our separation is temporary. We make dua, Allah grant Maulana Jannatul Firdaus. Maulana further goes on to say, Maulana was his, Muhammad was his name, Mufti was his second name. Serving was his objective from start to end. Strive to Jannah he did, and inshallah it was achieved. Smiling and humility were traits he possessed, envied by many who came his way. Love for his class boys. Love for his class boys were manifest by the biscuits we ate and the taste which still resonate. Striving for Allah was his way, and he met his end this way. So some of the messages coming in by some of the class friends of Maulana. I want to take you all 16 years back, respected listeners, to a time whereby Maulana was reciting Quran Kareem at a particular jalsa. And just to bring back the memory of Maulana to the listeners of Radio Islam International, I'm going to ask Brother Usama to play us one of the clips, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'an. خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
Respected listeners, this was Maulana Muhammad Fateh Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who was Shaheed last week. Maulana studied in Darulum Zakaria, and under the Ustad that he studied, obviously in the first few years was Maulana Burhan, Maulana Abdullah Damji, Maulana Suleiman Mullah, Qari Ayub Ishaq, Maulana Abbas ibn Adam Sarigat, Qari Rashid Dabelia, the other Satira that taught Maulana as well, Maulana Alauddin Saab, Maulana Abbas, Mufti Muhammad Ali Bopali, Mufti Radha al-Haq, Maulana Suleiman Sarchoksi, and these were the Asatidah of Maulana. Maulana Muhammad Patel Rahmatullah Ali was in Darul Ulum Zakaria from 1998 till the year 2004. In the year 2004, Maulana graduated with myself, Maulana Adnan Patel, Maulana Abu Bakr Ishaq, Maulana Ihsan Smith, it was with us, Maulana Abrar al-Haq, Maulana Ibrahim Mangera. These were all Maulana's companions, and we in the class together, alhamdulillah. One trait of the class, alhamdulillah, is that we got together many a times, even after graduation. There was a trip that we made now recently, in this year. We went to Mozambique as a class, and I must say it was a trip where Maulana's quality shone out the most. Maulana was always smiling, Maulana was always happy. He was always the one that would tell us, you know, is there anything that you require, always making khidmat. His contribution also was amazing towards the trip. And really in what we've experienced in Maulana in this trip was something that always stood out for each one of us. In fact, you know, I want to just read you one message. One of my friends sent me, Maulana Ihsan says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just wanted to share my thoughts about our dearly beloved colleague, Maulana Muhammad Patel Rahmatullahi Alayh. He was one of the least pretentious people I've had the honor of meeting. In fact, he would always say about himself, "What do we know, boss? We just pass our time acting like students." He would then bunch up his shoulders, squint his eyes, laugh, and then put his hand so that you could hit a high five. And if you didn't reciprocate, he would immediately respond by saying, "Ah, what kind boss?" Yet in spite of his humility, he was very knowledgeable and even had a diploma in education. He would always speak about the achievements, good qualities, and knowledge of other ulama, but never about himself. At a class reunion, he mentioned to Maulana Ihsan regarding his brother that passed away in Jamaat. He says, "These are pious guys, boss. Where are we going to reach their level?" And today, as colleagues, we are asking the same question. Where do we reach the level of such pious people, the likes of Maulana Muhammad Patel, Rahmatullah Alayh? Abi Talha,
Chair.
Maulana Muhammad, we know him as a friend. Others know him as an ustad. Some know him as a student. You know him as a brother. What kind of a brother was he like to you?
Maulana Sahab, words cannot describe the brother that I've had. Maulana Marhum, my brother Maulana Marhum, was the eldest of four brothers. He was the eldest. After him, we had a brother by the name of Abdul Rahman, who passed away in infancy. Then we had brother Maulana Yusuf Patel, Rahmatullah Alayh, who I'm sure Maulana and the listeners of Radio Islam would recall, passed away last year, was in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and became Shaheed. And then it's me, with my brother Maulana Muhammad being the eldest brother. The youngest brother always looks after the eldest brother. He was their brother whenever in need. He would just turn and he would be there for you. He was a pillar of strength in time of difficulties, especially at the loss of my brother last year.
Take your time, Abhisab. It's fine.
You he was a pillar of support. He was there to console and comfort me. He was a brother ready to do anything for me at any given time. And he was able to sacrifice everything that he had in order to see me living a comfortable life and just to see me have a smile on my face.
Take a break, Hafizab, inshallah. Hafiz Maulana Muhammad Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, after he graduated in the year 2004, he then went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafizab then started teaching at the JMS school as well as at the Muaz bin Jabal Madrasa in Crosby. Inshallah, both of these we will have, inshallah, people coming on air to discuss about these things. Maulana served both the JMS and Maulana served at the Madrasa Muaz bin Jabal for several years, I think 11 years or something like that he spoke. I have another friend of mine and a colleague, Maulana Yunus, who's all the way from down under. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Yunus, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Maulana Yunus, you live on air, can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. Okay, we're just going to ask Usama to see if he can just try one more time, inshallah. Maulana Yunus, assalamu alaikum. Maulana Yunus, can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, we're going to try and get Maulana Yunus again back on air, inshallah ta'ala. Respected listeners, if you want to share your thoughts regarding Maulana Muhammad Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, you may do so. The number is 071-878-9748. You can give me a call, inshallah. Or you can send me a message, inshallah, and we will try and get your message read on air, inshallah ta'ala. We have on the line now Maulana Arshad Fakir. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, you taught with Maulana Muhammad Patel rahmatullah alayhi for several years. Your interactions and your thoughts regarding Maulana.
Jazakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh to all the listeners. Maulana rahmatullah alayhi joined us in Madrasa Muaz bin Jabal in Crosby after he had returned from his 1 year Jamaat, and that was around 2006. So approximately close to 17 years, Maulana was at us at the madrasa as an ustad. And you have mentioned Maulana regarding the qualities of Maulana Muhammad and how he used to be outside was the very same way he was inside in the madrasa. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with great humility. And when you played the qiraat, which I've heard, I think the first time in my life I ever heard Maulana reading Quran. He taught his class, but whenever there was a jalsa, even to such an extent, for imamat, for the Asr Salah in the madrasa, Maulana would always be behind and would never come forward. This was the humbleness he had, that he always put everyone else before him. When it came to the khidmat of the madrasa, I totally left everything upon the shoulders of Maulana. And he used to run everything for us to such an extent that even if we had any guests which would come, and Maulana would just see that there's a guest, he would then come quietly to me and ask me that who's this guest, is he going to be staying for a longer time, or is this a parent who has come to speak for a few moments, and we tell him no, this is a guest, or he knew he's a supervisor. Immediately Maulana would leave his class and go straight to the bakery and buy something so that we can give our guest something to have to eat, or is to arrange tea or something. There was a kettle, etc., in his class, and he used to sort it out. This was the nature that Maulana had and how he used to serve the people and serve the mehman and guests which used to come to madrasa. As well as, I don't think there was ever a time that where Maulana had, you know, he shouted a child and he was upset. Even if he scolded anybody, he was doing it with a smile. And at times I, as a principal, used to sometimes get upset to say that Maulana is playful in his class. I used to go to him, Maulana, what's happening? But never did he frown. And whenever he was quiet, and only afterwards if he had to tell me something, he will come at another time and say, this is what I did, this is what's happening. But never did he ever answer me immediately to say, this is what's happening and why are you questioning me. Alhamdulillah, we spent 17 years with Maulana. And the day when we went after his funeral and came back to the madrasa, it was like you could feel the absence of Maulana, that even the smaller children whom Maulana didn't teach, but because they used to see him and he used to smile with them, they themselves started crying and sobbing to say that we've lost somebody as a pillar of support. You know, prior to his demise, we, you know, thinking now that did he say something, didn't he say something, but one of the messages that he sent to one of our colleagues is when Maulana left the morning school and he was looking for another job, and one job was given and unfortunately it was told that he won't get that position, whatever it may be, Maulana came back and the words he said is, I'm going to such a place where nobody will find me.
Allah.
I'm going to such a place where nobody would find me. And that was, and in reality he knew where he was going.
Great.
So yes, indeed, you know, Maulana will be missed. And Ustad, to such an extent, the night before he passed away, we were preparing for our imtihan, which was going to take place on Wednesday. That means the day after he had passed on. Maulana was in charge of getting the catering, getting the food for the mumtahinin. And we planned that we're going to get some takeout, some chicken tikkas, whatever. But when Maulana went home, he himself phoned the other asatiza to say, I don't think it's right that we give them takeout. I'm going to start preparing the food at home. Apparently, he told his wife also what they want. And he phoned everyone and said, don't even tell, we should tease, like, call each other. He said, don't tell Mauls, we will sort it out. When he comes, everything will be there.
Allah.
That is how Maulana was, always there to serve and make khidmat of people. And we can only make dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with nur, Allah Ta'ala elevate his stages, Allah Ta'ala grant him jannah.
Ameen.
In reality, we have lost a great colleague, a friend, a great alim, but he has gained, he has become a shaheed, and inshallah, he is enjoying, inshallah, they're from the treasures of the Akhirah.
Maulana, jazakallah so much for your time.
Ameen, ameen.
We have another colleague of ours, Maulana Yunus, all the way from New Zealand or Australia. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's great to speak to you again, Maulana. After all these years, I wish it was under happier circumstances.
Undoubtedly, I think it's after 16 years we're speaking to one another, Maulana.
That's correct.
Maulana, some of your thoughts regarding our colleague, Maulana Muhammad Patel, rahmatullah alayhi.
Just before I proceed, I'd also like to extend my warmest greetings all the way from Australia to all the listeners in South Africa, and also extend my deepest sympathy and condolences to the family and friends of Maulana Muhammad Patel. I knew him between the years of 1998 and 2004, almost about, like you said, 16 or 17 years ago, and some of the character traits that really stand out from Maulana, I look at them as being, you know, like prophetic traits, the same kinds of qualities that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. He was very, very humble, as other people have mentioned here, and I'd like to echo the same kind of sentiments regarding him. Very, very tolerant. We'd always joke with him. He would always shrug it off and laugh with us. Extremely cheerful. He was loved by each and every one of us. I can't ever recall anyone having a grudge against Maulana or himself having a grudge against anyone else. Very, very generous. I mean, on one occasion, he invited us all to his house. His parents gave us a beautiful breakfast. That memory will always remain with me, and I'm sure with the rest of my colleagues. Very, very respectful Maulana. Trustworthy, and he was just generally fun to be around. He wasn't, a boring person or a boring Maulana, as we say. So that, you know, these are some of the qualities that come to mind. I was very, very saddened to hear about his passing, but at the same time, also envious at the way he left from this world. And I make dua that each and every one of us can leave the world in a similar fashion, you know, in a state of wudu, going to the masjid, personal khatima is something that we all aspire to achieve.
Maulana, jazakallah so much for your time. Obviously, it's morning for you, but evening for us. So, yeah. Much, much appreciated.
No, you're most welcome. It's been a pleasure to be on air with you guys.
Jazakallah khairan, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you, Maulana. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
We're getting a message, and this message comes from one of Limas. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I had the opportunity of working with Mufti for 10 years. There was never a day that I seen him angry or shout at anyone. Hearing his voice now brought back so many memories of when he used to read the 40 durood in the assembly every Fridays. On numerous occasions, I asked him to do me a favor and be MC for functions. Not once did he refuse. He was always willing to help out. He was very kind-hearted and always making sure that everyone had food and that everyone was safe when they left late at night.
All these words can never do justice to describe the person he was. Maulana Muhammad Patel will be missed by everyone. That is by Fatima Muallima, Muallima Fatima Adams, and that comes from the JMS. We have another message that's coming in now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Maulana Imtilana at the Johannesburg Muslim School, where Maulana taught me for many years. Maulana possessed excellent character and had a great love for Quran. His generosity was known to all, and every student and teacher had a special connection with Maulana. He was always happy, and he knew many of his students personally. He was very humorous, and there was always a smile on his face. There was never a dull moment in the class with Maulana. He had great respect for his parents, ustad, and students. As a former student of Maulana, I can put into words what an amazing alim, ustad, and person Maulana Muhammad was. Maulana will deeply miss by all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the family. We're just taking a few messages, and we're just going through some of the messages. Another one coming in. Maulana's one outstanding quality was he never shied away to pass compliments, be it on anything from family, food, dressing, character. And when Maulana didn't approve something, he would always say, make dua. Never nasty in his ways, request or duas for him and his parents. Abis Talha, are you with me still? Abis Talha, are you still with us?
Yes.
Abis Talha, obviously many, many of his friends and colleagues, students, sending much, much of contribution towards the program. I want to ask you, what are some of the things that you remember regarding your brother Maulana Muhammad Patel? I say, what are some of the incidents or some of the things that happened between you and your brother that we could take a lesson from?
Well, my brother was great. He had great khidmat in him, so much so as we heard Maulana Arshad Fakir mention early on, he would be always willing to help me. I was fortunate enough to spend a chilla with my brother in Pakistan just last year. Together with my cousin, Maulana Yusuf Patel Saab, my brother was always there for me. He would do whatever I needed. He would be there. And with him being around, just made the trip all more easier. He had great khidmat, so much so that while even on his death, Allah Pak took him while he was making khidmat of my honorable parents, taking them to none other than to the house of Allah for Salah.
Take your time, officer. It's fine.
He was always willing to help, generous in all aspects, whether it was in monetary form, as mentioned earlier, generous in all, willing to help, whether it be in any function, family function, whether it be in janazas, as mentioned earlier, whether it was in a school function as well. He was always in the forefront whenever khidmat was needed. He always, at home even, he displayed such beautiful akhlaq and character that he always had a cheerful face. Never once did I ever hear an argument with him. Even if it were perhaps in a small argument, he would always make it such that I was right and he was the one at fault. He was a kind and loving father to his three beautiful children, whom we all reside together.
Take your time, Amisab. Let's take a few messages, inshallah, then we'll get back to you. Maulana Yusuf Patel makes mention from Mayface. I think a point worthy of mentioning is the qadr that Haji Abu Bakr showed for Salah. After Maulana was shot and lying on the road, on his last moments, his father left aside for the performance of Fajr Salah. He requested the Imam to shorten the Salah. The result of Maulana Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi, I would think, was the upbringing, respect for his seniors and his asatiza. His own mother bears testimony to the fact. That he never spoke back or aloud to his parents. Maulana was a family person, seeing to the well-being of all family members. He also spent time regularly in Jamaat, and he spent his last chilla in December along with his brother Imran Yusuf Patel of Mayfair in Pakistan, where they went personally to thank those who treated his marhum brother. They also visited his marhum's brother frequently. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make both of them maghfirah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Morana was my cousin, always smiling and always happy. Alhamdulillah, my husband and I were blessed and went for Hajj this year. We went to the family and friends to greet. When we visited his house, he was on his way out. He delayed his plane, spent time with us to the extent where he gave us some crash course on Hajj, notes and the works. Always warm and helpful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. I want to just probably change a little bit of the sequence and tell some of the listeners my experience with Mawlana Muhammad Patel rahmatullah alayh. Whenever we would go for Salah in the Mayfair area or wherever we would be in the region and we would meet up, I remember I was with my mother outside Fosmay Steshi one day, and I met him then. He said, and we would never call ourselves by titles or anything, it would always be a name or a surname, and he would say, Boja, where are you, what are you doing here? And I would say, no, I'm here. He said, come home, just for a quick meal, and then we go. And I remember the day we were graduating on that year. So because obviously we had so many of our friends and colleagues that were obviously not from South Africa, quite a few, in fact, majority of our class at that time was from out of the country, be it the neighboring countries or further than that. So we had a small dawat, we would call people to the house and obviously have some sort of get-together because you spend so much of time together. And all of us, the entire class, more about 60 spent time, we all went for meals to Mawlana Muhammad Patel rahmatullah alayhi's place. I can still remember us sitting down there, and that happiness and that joy to see all the class together. And Mawlana would always make sure everyone was eating, and really Hadi Abu Bakr and his family threw probably everything that they had in terms of making sure that thing was done well. Whenever I would meet him, I would tell him, you know what, I need your help for this year, I need this year. And there would be never a time whereby he wasn't there to help or he wasn't obliged to assist in any way. In fact, his ustads also, when I was preparing for the program and then I phoned Maulana Suleiman Mullah, and obviously Maulana has a very busy schedule, and he said, you know Maulana, I can't think of a single thing from the time I taught the class till now that I can point in any way negatively towards Mawlana Patel rahmatullah alayhi. There's nothing that I can think about, and there's nothing that I can remember anything about him upsetting me or doing anything as an ustad that I can point a negative finger towards him. And I suppose this is the characteristic of Mawlana that stood out for each one of us. Even when we went out as a class together on several occasions, he would always make sure that he would prepare extra and always make sure everyone partook of what he brought. And this was one characteristic of Ikram and serving the people and making sure that these people were looked after in such a way that everyone was comfortable, everyone was okay. One of our companions fell ill on the trip, and he told me, you know, when I phoned him and he told me, you know what, I can't get this thought off my mind. I was ill and everyone was there, and he would come all the time to me, can I do you this, can I look after you, can I get you something, and there was a consistent concern from Mawlana Muhammad Patel rahmatullah alayhi. To those of us that were present on that trip, just to make sure that everyone on that trip was comfortable. And he always had a concern for his colleagues and his friends over himself. And I think for us, respected listeners, we have to learn this quality. We have to understand that we love more. When we leave this world, it's not what car we drove, or what house we lived in, or where we worked, or it's how you made people feel that people will remember you. You know, one of our friends, Mawlana Nazir from Lanesia, says that the condition of Mawlana's passing away, Mawlana passed away in the state of wudu. He passed away after reading Tahajjud Salah. He passed away on the way to the masjid. He passed away making khidmat of his family. He passed away acquiring martyrdom. He set a very, very high standard for us to go. And probably something that we would never be able to achieve. And that difficulty is something, that loss is something we will always feel. Brother Aslam Patel says, Maulana was my neighbor, my cousin, my brother and my friend. They say you only know a person when you live with them. And I lived with Maulana, I can comfortably say that Maulana was a man of splendid character. Another message that goes around, Maulana Yusuf Patel says, that a week before Maulana's passing away, he kept a dawah for classmates of his daughter who complete preschool and her other friends. So feeding Maulana was something that was a nature in Maulana. Maulana Arshad Fakir sends me a message and he says, Maulana, I forgot to mention that every day or second day, Maulana Muhammad used to bring something for the Asatida. He used to either share his lunch with us, or if he had a chocolate, he would share with us, or whatever he had. It was intrinsic in Maulana to be able to share whatever he had. And it was something that was within Maulana, and something that Maulana always shared. I remember after I done a program on Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Patel's brother, Maulana Yusuf, and then I wrote an article, and then I said to him, you know what, I need you to check this for me. So he asked me, how much time you got? So I said, you got some time, don't stress. So now about 2-3 weeks back, I met him and I said, you know what, where's the article? He said, you said I got time, now why are you stressing me out? Relax, man. And I said, no, come, I need the article. He said, don't stress, man, I got the article, I'll get it done for you. And unfortunately, and Allah knows best, that we're going to probably have to write something on Maulana, and it's something which is very, very difficult. Last week, on Tuesday, was it? Hafiz Talha, Tuesday or Wednesday, Maulana passed away?
Tuesday morning.
Last week, Tuesday morning, I was also getting ready for Fajr Salah, and the phone rang, and the phone rings at that time, something definitely is wrong. So my mother calls me, and she said, you know your friend, Maulana Muhammad, they shot him. So I said, Mommy, you sure it's the right person? You sure? You know what, I'm positive this happened and this happened. And I said, okay, Mommy, let me find out. So I phoned my friend Maulana Abu Bakr and I said, look, Maulana, this happened and can you find out? And I don't even think we left for Fajr Salah. And he told me, look, Boj, I don't think Maulana made it, man. Obviously, at that time, he went there or he took a drive and he found out that Maulana left this world. And obviously, it was at that time that we probably never understand the status of Maulana. And a message coming in, he says, Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of teaching with Mufti for the past 11 years. Words cannot do justice to his akhlaq, his character, his generosity, and his beautiful heart and smiling disposition. Allah honored him even in death. His janazah bears testimony to this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen. I want to read to the listeners a message that Qari Ayyub Ishaq, Damat Barakatu, Mawa Ustad, and one of the senior Ustad of Darul Uloom Zakaria makes mention of. And Qari Sahib in that writes about his interaction with Maulana and him being a Ustad of Maulana. In that Qari Sahib writes, he says, As-salam, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ghafir lahu wa arhamhu wa sakkinhu fi al-jannah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. I had the opportunity to teach this young man in the latter part of the 90s into 2000 and beyond. I cannot remember him, but with a radiant smile always. Always sought the pleasure of his teachers and never gave me any reason to be displeased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, grant his family sabr jameel, and be with his children and raise them to be the servants of Islam and a provision for their father in the hereafter. Indeed, a great loss not only for his family but the Muslim community at large. Imagine if your ustaz writes something like this, and one of our colleagues puts a note, hoping our teachers and our ustaz will also have such beautiful thoughts when we leave this world. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Hafiz Talha, before we conclude the program, any final remarks from your side? Hafiza? Any final remarks from your side?
We request Morana and the listeners of Radio Islam to continuously make dua for my post marhum brothers, Rahmatullah Alayhi, my brother marhum Morana Muhammad Patel and marhum Morana Yusuf Patel, Rahmatullah Alayhi. We request dua for Morana Sahab's family, Morana Sahab's little children as well.
Morana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Make it easy for your father, your mother, Morana's children,
Ameen.
His family,
Ameen.
And all the people of that area.
Ameen. Ameen.
We request your special dua and do assalams from our entire class to your family, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was respected listeners, Afis Talha, the brother of Morana Muhammad and Morana Yusuf Patel, rahmatullah alayhima, both of whom we had profiled on the program, one today and one obviously we've done previously. Morana passed away last week, Tuesday. Morana is buried in the nuclear cemetery with a huge contingency of ulama and those that were witness at Morana's janaza salah. It was a very, very huge janaza salah that was performed at the nuclear cemetery, and Morana has passed away, and Morana is buried there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Morana Jannatul Firdaus. One aspect of Morana is that he always had his amama and his turban on. You would never see him without an amama and without a turban. And Morana's janaza salah was performed by Hazrat Mufti Radawul Haqsa, and the dua at the qabr was performed by his ustad, Hazrat Morana Shabir Rahmat Salujri Sahab. Damat barakatuhum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them both long life and good health. I must say, I knew Morana for a very long time. I had very close interaction with Morana. This was probably one of the harder programs that we had to do on the radio station this evening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his father, his mother, his family, his children, his brother, all of them the ability to deal with this challenging and temporary separation of Morana. Really, Morana has gone to a better place, in a better situation. With an enviable death, Morana has left us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that smile that Morana had at this time of his life, he's also witnessing that smile, and he's happy with the decision of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with him, and he's in a comfortable position. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that all the ulama that we profile and that passed away, they have a similar grand reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they leave this world. We also make dua and we tell the listeners that inshallah, next week Thursday, we will be profiling Morana Ibrahim Lunat of Lanesia. Morana Muhammad Patel passed away in the morning, and as we were returning for the mayyat of Morana, we found out that Morana Ibrahim Lunat also passed away as we were returning. So like that, alhamdulillah, the ulama-i kiram have given their life for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are passing away. Many of them are elderly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be able to treasure the moments that those that are alive are with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us value, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to benefit from those that are alive, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this an everlasting reward for all those that have passed away. Just one last comment, inshallah, from our Sati and our companion, Morana Muhammad Mullah. He says that as a Sati of ours, Morana Muhammad, having spent time with him, and on two of our class reunions, I found him to be a person of great cheer and never a dull moment in his company. And we make dua that wherever he is in his company, Morana is never in a dull moment. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.